Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
We're going to have a little chat.
I'm just going to have a little chat with this guy.
Stu. We're back. It is Chat with Stu Mac, Stuart McMillan. Good morning.
We haven't been canceled yet.
Not yet. Anyway, I've been writing songs lately. It's something I enjoy doing, but have struggled with in the past. The words don't come. The music doesn't come. But lately, I've been on a tear. I don't know what it is that triggers that streak, but you have to write it. You know, like if you think about professional songwriters and musicians, you know, they talk about this. Sometimes they make an album and it all just spills out in a day or a week or whatever.
Great,
you know,
stories
what I mean?
Of that.
And then they can't think of anything to write for 2 years. So I'm just feeling it right now.
Who is it, like Elton John or who's the other guy?
The other guy.
Uptown Girl.
Oh, Billy Joel.
Billy Joel. The other guy. Like, there's only two in the world. Elton John, Billy Joel. That's the only two in my brain. And with Billy Joel, I believe there were a couple of albums where he wrote, like, every note to every song and then wrote the lyrics.
Yes.
That is just... I don't even understand that process.
Michael Stipe did the same thing of R.E.M.
Okay.
He never wrote the lyrics before the music. The music... came to him. He didn't write the music.
Yeah.
The other guys in the band wrote the music, then they would give it to him, and then he would... So if you listen to R.E.M. songs, you can hear this.
Yeah.
In the
I
words
know what you mean.
Match the music, and they don't necessarily tell a story all the time. But anyway, my point was, I really like the songwriting process because it's good for wordsmithing in general.
It's just good for the soul, too. It's like a diary... But you can do it in a different way where you can express it than just putting it in a diary and locking it away. It's other things that other people can feel and express because they probably have been through the same exact things, whatever it could be.
Yeah.
It could be, I'm generalizing things, but it could be, you know, a bad breakup or whatever. And that's what songwriting's so great about it because it touches so many people's lives.
But any form of art is like this. So... some other people would go to their easel and start painting something. I mean, I can't draw a stick figure. My thing is words. That's what I have as a tool. I can't paint you a picture, but I can write a song because words are my strength. So I like when I have my strength and I use it.
Well, I have my own dictionary. I don't know if you know this.
Yes. What is
it
called?
So words are my strengths.
What
lot.
Are we called? The Studic?
Studic. My Studic is open. Every year... I add new words into the Studic.
I would like to write a song with only words from the Studic.
Oh, Okay, now that is a little bit of a challenging experiment for songwriting right there. I would be very impressed if you could put a song together from Studic language.
Pronunciations
and albums. Albums? I say with a V.
Oh, you say it with a V?
Yeah, a lot.
So I could make an album of
Studic.
Studic
songs. Yeah. So the process of writing, do you sit down and just, okay, I've got a pretty good line, or you're thinking in the car as you're driving, you think of a line and then you write it down and then you kind of grow off of that? How does that work?
That's how it works for me. I think of a line and then I've got to get on my guitar as soon as possible.
Yes.
I find a chord progression that I like and I have a couple lines and then I just keep doing them over and over again until the next line comes and the next line comes. And not everybody writes like that.
I've done both. Mm-hmm. I've done both writing the music first. I'll come up with a nice tune on the guitar. I'm like, man, this is really good. I'm going to use this someday. I'll just keep it in the back of my head and for something. And then sometimes I'm writing lyrics and I'm like, okay, I got to find something that matches this. You know, let me go to the guitar and try to play something. Now, most of the stuff I'm writing are church hymns, and it's a fascinating world of poetry and long stanzas of scripture, you know, put into meter form. And the great thing about hymn writing is that all of the content is already there for you. You don't have to think of anything. It's already there. It's a great challenge and great exercise to maybe do something that's a little bit different than just like out of the whimsical air, pulling something and bringing it down. So that's one thing that I do when I'm writing. But I have written secular songs, I guess you could call them.
Yeah.
Or just storytelling. I love the storytelling through song and a very clever hook.
It's not always something from my own life. It might be a phrase that I heard out in the world somewhere. Yeah.
And it's just clever. Comes
and
together.
Then I go, that has to be in a song somewhere.
Yeah.
For example, one that I wrote recently, the song title that I came up with, it was, I don't know where it came from. I just remember going, I have to write that down. That's a song. And it was, I used to be funny.
Yeah.
And then it just took me down a whole road of, what does that mean? I used to be funny. And then I started telling a story.
A bluegrass friend of mine named Bill Eagleburger, he's a bluegrass man, and I play mandolin for his band every once in a while. He wrote a song based on Bill Monroe, quote, that ain't no part of nothing.
Yeah.
A reporter was asking Bill Monroe about the future of bluegrass and all of these new country artists. He's like, do those new country artists, do they have any part in the bluegrass line of history? He's like, that ain't no part of nothing. For some reason, that sentence makes absolutely no sense and all the sense in the world.
Exactly. But
at the same time.
That's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
If you can write a sentence that does exactly that, it makes no sense but all the sense in the world, that's what you're going for.
It's a wrap.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.